and we were doing the mitzvot of Wednesday, and we discussed the mitzvot of intimacy between husband and wife, and we discussed the women that a person is prohibited biblically from marrying. And now he continues and says, part of the intent a person has when he is with his wife is, I'm fulfilling the mitzvot of Hashem. I'm allowed to be with my wife. I will not go with women that I'm prohibited from going with. And among those are the women that are prohibited rabbinically. They're called sheniyot la'arayot, secondary to arayos, those that the rabbis prohibited. And they are a person's grandmother, and that's his grandmother's, great-grandmother's, great-great-grandmother. Technically, the Torah only prohibits a mother. The Torah doesn't say a grandmother is prohibited. That's something which the rabbis taught us. And that's a grandmother from the mother's side or from the father's side. So, and that's a great-grandmother, be it the father's father's mother or the father's mother's mother, a great-grandmother either way, or the grandfather's second wife, and that goes all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. This was rabbinic institution, meaning if the grandfather marries a 19-year-old, then one may not marry that girl afterwards. If the great-grandfather marries a 19-year-old or whatever, one may not marry. If Yaakov Avinu marries a 19-year-old, well, no one can marry her. The what? We're Yaakov's great-great-great-great-grandchildren. We can't marry his wife, right? A person's not allowed to marry his father's wife. A person's not allowed to marry his grandfather's wife. If the grandfather divorces her. No, biblically. We're talking now, the rabbinic institution is that it is prohibited. These are the rabbinic institutions. A person may not marry his mother's mother, and that goes back through all the women of history, his mother's mother, his mother's mother's mother, his mother's 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 mother, right? Okay. A person may not marry his father's mother's mother, meaning his great-grandmother through his father, and that it ends there. Meaning his great-great-grandmother through his father, that was not prohibited by the rabbis. His great-grandmother from his mother, his mother's father's mother. You with me? Meaning that's his grandfather, his mother's father's mother. That's where it ends. But from his father through his father's mother's, that has no limit. Yeah? So a person, grandmother and great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother, once you go father, and then all the women up from the father are prohibited. Father, grandmother, father's mother, and all the women upwards were prohibited. His grandfather's mother, meaning his father's father's mother, and his father's father's wife. That's where we said, up to Yaakov Avinu, meaning you go up your father, your father's wife, even his second wife. A person's prohibited from marrying your grandfather's wife, even if she's not your grandmother, your great-grandfather's wife. That's where we set up the Yaakov Avinu. Okay, and we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.